This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Brothers for you here. Martin Kilcoyne joins us now. Your last slice of pizza in St. Louis. The world's ending. Where would you go?
Ooh. Why, is my life, does my family's life depend on it?
No.
Well, it's the world's ending, so no. Yeah.
The world's ending, it's so sealed. Nothing matters except that piece of pizza.
Yeah. So you could go deep dish because you wouldn't have to worry about your figure.
Which is usually a concern. I haven't been to Blackthorn in a long time. That's really good.
I got over there,
yeah.
Boy, and I
that
can't.
That was Brian's vote?
No, that was one of the texters' votes. I've never been to Blackthorn. I've heard it's great.
Have you been to Farachi's in Baldwin?
Yeah, Farachi's might get my vote. I'm a big Emo's guy, but I think that's kind of boring for my last meal on earth. No offense. Farachi's might. Can I get a side of meatballs with that pizza?
Oh, God, that's a great call.
I have to have a
red sauce, homemade.
Because how often you go somewhere and, and I know why Plowsy's laughing. We were saying the other day, we were talking about food, and he said, Frank is more of an addict than anybody I know in the drug world. Frank's a food addict.
There's no doubt about it, yeah.
But how often do you go to a restaurant and order a side of meatballs?
Yeah.
Very rare. That's a good side. And you can see your buddy Vince back there making them.
He's there from 10 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night every freaking night.
Katie's Pizza is a good side of meatballs.
Katie's Strong, yeah. It's a good place.
Gosh, that's
I like Bartolino's pizza, too. It's a little underrated, too.
So. There's a lot of bars that have great bar pizza, but...
Obie Clark's, where the Blues will be after they win game 3 till 4 a.m.
I think I'd go for... Did you go for Farachi's?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Especially if they wanted to swing by. I mean, we're on Manchester.
Kind of hungry.
Kind of a haul, though.
It's a little bit of... Let's not
limit ourselves any pizza place to want
Ferrato's
to bring some
is right
by.
Down the road, 962-0048.
There's a Racanelli's not too far from here. Pizza not too far.
How
from
often
here?
Have you had pizza and said, that's no good?
Yeah, you're right.
I'll eat a frozen pizza and say, I'll dress it up a little bit. That's pretty good. Plowsy, you eat about 5 frozen pizzas a week, I'm sure.
Heck, the pizza you made was
You
good
could have
the
brought
day.
A Cub Scouts pizza.
The Scout pizzas,
Scout
yeah.
Scout pizza.
Gosh, there was my chance to get a plug-in for the Scouts. Your last day on Earth, what are you eating? Scout pizza. All right, here's the test. Is Frank a diehard Blues fan? Did he boo when they showed Reggie Jackson introducing the San Jose Sharks?
I got hit with a ton of texts. Who are you rooting for now? I'm still rooting for the Blues. Oh, but interestingly enough, a half hour before that, Mr. Caruso, our good friend, the vice president of the Blues, is texting wanting to know ideas because I think he knew that Reggie was going to come. So I texted, Orlando Pace. I said, are you interested? He goes, absolutely. Yeah, give me some tickets. I'll do anything. You know?
I mean, to do it at the Blues game.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we may counter with him.
Okay. I would have never guessed Reggie Jackson and San Jose Sharks.
I guess San Jose, Oakland. I don't know.
But I don't even – I mean, does he still live in that area, I guess, Reggie?
Yeah, I imagine.
I still think of him as
– You're right. You don't think Reggie is Sharks.
Yeah, I just don't think Bay Area even for Reggie. I know that he had the great run with the A's, but I guess I just figured he lived in the L.A. area somewhere in California. But it's great star
Who
power.
Would be, now, let me just ask you this. Since, let's just say we have 3 home games in this series. See if you can guess who a couple of the other...
Okay. So do they have to live in this area? Would make sense.
Yeah, like, Caruso even said, hey, can we get Kurt Warner? I said, he lives in Phoenix. Yeah.
I think Ozzy is a great
That's
call.
Ozzy's
a good one.
Because not only is he a Hall of Fame player, but he's a St. Louis resident, St. Louis ambassador. Big O would be fun, just like Reggie, because you wouldn't expect it.
Okay, there's one more. Okay, so you've guessed 2 of them. Boy,
okay, so they live in St. Now, do you have to get – you should probably get a former Blues player, right? Or no? Do you want to go
no,
Oppo
they're
hockey?
They're going
– So non-hockey.
You
okay.
already had John Hammond.
He's an athlete.
So we're doing athletes.
Pete Weber?
No.
Are you guessing here?
Although
he'd be fun. Oh, he would be a lot of fun.
Could, yeah.
So you could go Aeneas, go Ozzy.
Jackie Joyner?
JJK is a good thought.
That's a good one, yeah.
I don't know if Lou Brock's available or not, but
there
he'd
it is.
Be, Lou Brock, Brock would yep. be, I mean, people would love it.
So Caruso is looking at Pace, at Ozzy, and at Lou Brock.
And then they could say, let's go Lou. Get a little Lou chant
that,
going.
Yeah. He asked about Chris Long and Marshall.
You know what?
It still stings.
Believe it or not, Chris Long, I texted him the other day because there was some, I made a Twitter joke about Spags and the Four Pillars. And he responded to it.
Who did?
Chris Long.
He did?
He just sent like the fire mark or whatever. And so then I texted him, said I couldn't help but go Four Pillars. He said, I noticed that. And then he said, I'm going to try and get to a Blues game next week. This was last week. So he might be coming to a game.
Faith, character, core values, and team first. Those
That's why he got the raise.
That's why Blasey got the
firing everybody
race.
In the building and losing on Sunday.
And taking down pictures of Dick Vermeil. And
telling Hannafin to get out of the workout room. While drafting linemen who couldn't block.
Telling people not to sit down during practice. Everyone's got to stand up.
And didn't he get a job?
The Kansas City Chiefs defensive coordinator. Look for them to be terrible this year.
He's earned it.
God bless him. Nice enough.
John Goodman. That would have been a good one.
John Goodman. Because they had John
Jenna
Hamm.
Fisher, would she be a big enough
She fan? Was on the Jumbotron Game 7.
I would love Jenna Fisher
was?
They did a clip of her. Mike Caruso's Rolodex.
Oh, my goodness.
It's got to be impressive because they always pull out some celebrity card. I think you got to go Wizard.
Hockey Bob suggested Daryl Strawberry. O'Fallon's
St. Louis own. What Marcus Allen?
Yeah.
How about ladies and gentlemen?
I'm telling you, Hockey
Albert
Bob
Bell.
Doesn't contribute much.
Albert
That's
Bell.
Pretty good.
Brad Pitt's brother.
Now, wait a minute. Do we know, is Albert Bell live
There's
here?
Rumors are, and this is according to our texters.
Two texters.
That he lives somewhere in the Metro East Fairview Heights area. And we said it would fit because Marcus Allen's over there. So it sounds random. Now, Marcus Allen is for sure living in the area.
Yeah, he plays golf with Willard Harrell here in St. Louis.
I think Ozzy, Orlando, Aeneas, Lou Brock, and then the Chris Long thing. The fact that he's a former Ram, I don't think he's affected by that because they cut him when they went to L.A. He never played it down for the L.A. Rams.
Look, I think everything he's done in his career is really admirable on and off the field. But when I do think of Chris Long, I think of, like the 1-15.
Right.
Yeah.
14, no.
Yeah.
He could come back wearing a Patriots jersey, and we're like, Super Bowl.
When you see Lou Brock and, Ozzy, you bring up nostalgic memories, and it just wouldn't hype any fan up to remember the Spags and Linehan era.
I think Chris gets a Jumbotron shot during the game where he waves.
Which would be fine. Yeah.
But not your opening.
Yeah, it would be great to have Pace, coming out of the tunnel, in a sense.
Just in terms of stature, too. Such a big guy. Yeah. It would be great. That Mike Caruso, I used to think he did nothing. And now I realize he does a little bit.
Working hard.
Wow.
Does a little bit. My former teammate. All right, let's...
CBC JV.
It's true. He was a black hole. You gave it to Caruso. You never saw it again.
Easy 2020.
2020. All right, Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Of course, number one on the list, it would have to time out, but would be Yachty. If they didn't have a game or if he could just skip the game.
That's why they're working so hard outside the Cardinal box because they're out of town this week. So.
All right. Your confidence level right now that the Cardinals are still better than the Cubs? A little bit? 50%?
I'd say 30%. 50-50. Maybe a little less. Probably 40-60 right now.
Isn't it amazing how an 11-day stretch? Now, the Brewers were terrible for a while. Now they've gotten better. Cubs started terrible. Are you confident the Cardinals are still better than the Brewers?
No. I'd say that's about 50-50. I like their offense better.
Wet blanket award today. I think.
Sorry. Well, what do you think? The Cubs.
I think the Cubs are going to be better. I think that watching them play a little bit this weekend too, they do have a great lineup that I don't think is going to disappear too often. The bullpen being good surprised me. I thought that was going to be their weakness. I still think you can be better than the Brewers. I do.
Cubs have an underrated rotation. I know. Big name, but people think Lester and Hamels over the hill, past the prime. Their starting pitching has been really well.
Yeah, I think my concern now, I think you can be better than the Brewers. I'm not sure you're going to be better than the Cubs. There's a long way to go. Things happen. But right now, just kind of looking at what you have, I think the Cubs are definitely better.
Don't you think it feels like it's time for Austin Gomber to come into the rotation?
I think you got
to
try something. And I love the fact that Schilt doesn't monkey with the lineup too often. But I think right now you got to do something. Either there's a call up or somebody gets demoted or put on the IL. I think you got to do something just to kind of shake up the room a little bit. They got a number of guys, too, in the bullpen that come into a game. I mean, and you say, oh, boy, this is not good. Even Ty Webb yesterday, I thought, I forgot he was still here. God bless Gregerson, who's making a lot of money. You forget he's on the team. It's unfortunate that John Brebbia had a really bad game because he's been so good. And they really needed to win that game. And that was just demoralizing.
But the one thing, too, that you can be optimistic about the Cardinals is the guy with maybe the best arm. Well, he's not. Jordan Hicks has the best arm. But maybe the second most electric arm is about to join the staff in Carlos Martinez. And one of these days, Alex Reyes is going to pitch here, and he's going to be a good pitcher.
Yeah, hopefully. But you do. Those are two huge names that are still, and that's what they'll say at the trade deadline, Plowsy. Hey, this is just like picking up a big name player. We got Carlos, and it's only an 11 game sample size, but they just seem to be a little out of whack. All right, number two, is it more fun when the NBA stars are from slightly random schools? When it comes to college,
Weber State. And Lehigh, the Portland Trailblazers starting backcourt.
And even Kawhi. Do you remember his San Diego State? I don't really remember his career. I didn't watch a lot of those midnight Monday games. And then you have Steph is from Davidson. And his brother started at Liberty. Isn't it cool when you see who was the star of the game? Well, the kid from Lehigh. Well, the guy from Weber State, San Diego State, Davidson.
And he even gave a shout out. Did you see the interview after the game where he said, this shout out to mid-majors. He goes, I am the only player drafted from Lehigh, or said something like that.
Lehigh. Is there any other name famous from Lehigh that we're forgetting? Any other? Plowsy's on it.
My teammate at the Smet, Bob Schreiber, was a JV player there.
Yeah? I was thinking of him.
That's good.
All right, Frank, true or false, you never thought Toronto would be a great NBA market.
Yeah.
I always thought it was a weird fit, and they've become huge basketball fans.
When I think of Toronto, I think of those purple jerseys and Vince Carter dunking, going crazy. But I don't think NBA Finals. And I don't even think Milwaukee Bucks NBA Finals. That's why this is going to be a fascinating final, because you think of the Bucks, their last trip was with Kareem, and Toronto's never been there. This is going to be great.
Did you see the stat that it was the first ever Game 7 buzzer beater in the NBA? How is that possible?
Because Jordan's was a game six.
And when he beat Elo and the Cavs, is that a game five?
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
And he beat, and then the,
oh, was that a six?
Well, I'm saying Elo was like an earlier round, and you're talking about when he beat the Jazz, right?
Yeah.
I guess those were not sevens, or right at the buzzer? How in the NBA
the first
history?
First ever game seven buzzer beater.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That is crazy. What was Damian Lillard's?
That was a game. Was that a game six?
I thought that was game seven. I don't know if that was a game seven or not.
I think that was a game six.
It had to have been, yeah.
And Lehigh, I found.
Drum roll.
Alumni.
I found one, very one that you'll know, Roger Penske from NASCAR. And also Lila Coca.
Lila Coca.
Yeah.
Bill Chrysler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got those two big names. And after that, it really fizzles out.
You don't see any athletes there?
Not many athletes. You got a Saudi minister of petroleum, an astronaut, and a couple lawyers. Other than that, no.
Roger Penske and Lila Coca is not bad,
though. That's a pretty good one, too. And then you got CJ McCollum, I love, ahead of Roger Penske and the famous alums.
Updated yesterday. All right, Frank, do you ever feel bad hating on the Nuggets and Lanch collectively? Because we really have nothing against the Nuggets or the Lanch, but you just have to see those teams lose, don't you?
Yeah, I will say this because I'm a huge fan of Jokic. I just love watching a guy with a 4-inch vertical jump dominate NBA games.
Thank you.
But, yeah, there's something cool about Stan losing two Game 7s in the same week.
Well, but Stan doesn't own those teams.
Well, that's right, Josh.
That would be against
the rules.
NFL relocation guideline rules, cross-ownership. That would be against it, and therefore it wouldn't be allowed.
Right, they cleaned all that up by transferring ownership. Yeah. I think they transferred it to his wife, didn't they? Wasn't that the initial thing? And, oh, no, that's not good enough. They said, okay, it's his son now owns the team. Do you think Stan was at either Game 7? San Jose would have been a road game, no chance. I think the Denver game, maybe. He likes basketball.
Yeah, I bet he was at that game.
What do you mean at the game? Like at his penthouse, just hanging
out? In the building.
Or actually watching it.
I mean, all he's got to do is take that helicopter, land it on top of the Pepsi Center, and then take an elevator down and go to a box.
You think Smithers goes with him to any of these games? Does Demoff accompany him to any of these non-Rams events?
Someone's got to fetch him water.
Yeah,
I'm going to say he's a perfect guy to pick up laundry and to get dinner ready for Kroenke when he gets back to his mansion.
Well, that was a great game, though. Gosh, that was so cool to see.
And I like the city of Portland being good at basketball.
Yeah.
You know, it's always fun. That town loves that team.
Plus, what you should do since you're a basketball lover is YouTube Daryl Dawkins and Maurice Lucas fight in NBA Finals in 1977 to see these two gladiators like this. And they said right after the fight, when Dawkins was kicked out of the game, he completely destroyed the locker room. Like, tore down lockers and smashed everything to death. It was a great moment.
And, of course, Hoff, Maurice Lucas, from the Marquette University.
And your Jimmy Butler had a huge moment yesterday, too. Played his guts out that whole series.
Yeah, he scored. Unfortunately, he scored the time bucket with 4 seconds to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Too much time on the clock.
Only that KU guy on Embiid played a little bit better. Can't trust the Kansas guy.
I heard somebody say today that they think that Kawhi is going to join LeBron. Just stay in Toronto.
He is a personality that I would not be shocked to sign a max deal in Toronto. He's the perfect guy. Quiet, soft-spoken, two-way player. I love Kawhi Leonard.
All right, and I hate Skip Bayless and everything he does, trolling everyone. So I hate to even bring his name up. But he said, you know, this guy's never made a big shot in his life. Couldn't happen to a worse person. What is Kawhi Leonard known for? Does he have any enemies? Have you ever?
Well, the only thing he did
just
was
that he kind of wanted out of San Antonio.
Yeah, he kind of pouted and
sat out and didn't talk to anybody. That wasn't great behavior. But in terms of being a teammate and not getting into trouble,
but he's not known as a bad guy.
No.
I mean, it ended poorly in San Antonio. He said something about couldn't have happened to a worse person about Kawhi Leonard. I'm like, that's not a name I've ever heard associated with being a bad guy. All right, number five, Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, greenville.edu for more information. Does Frank have a pick to click for tonight's game? Kerber went Braden Schenn. O'Reilly got off the schneid.
All right, I'm going to go Colton Parayko. Blues will maybe change things around in the power play and just say, shoot, young man, shoot.
I'm going to go Binnington in a bounce-back game. Like, plays really well.
I was told on Friday I couldn't go Binnington by Charlie Marleau.
Or it has to be a shutout. I say he plays really well. So you can't go Binnington?
You can, but in order for it to click, it has to be a shutout.
So if it's a true click, it's got to be a shutout. I can't go shutout.
Go Sammy Blais.
He doesn't have offensive skill, I don't think.
I think Maroon's going to get another one. I'll go Maroon. Since you took Binnington off the board.
I didn't. Charlie did. Blame him.
How about Tarasenko having one assist? When I was looking at that box score Saturday, I said, that's not right. Is that in this series? No, that's for the entire postseason. One assist. Isn't that impossible for a guy who would shoot a lot every once in a while? It's going to get deflected.
It's worse than Kyrie Irving.
One assist.
And you love his skill set, and he's certainly a really, really good player. But you never – I hate to compare him to Ovechkin and Crosby and guys like that. But even, you know, the secondary superstars, they show up in big games. Not saying, you know, people aren't playing great defense against him, but superstars find ways to get other people involved, and one assist just does not seem like that's...
And then a -8 for a team that's won two series.
I mean, I don't get it.
How about Robert Thomas tonight? My pick to click.
That's a good play.
A good one.
Hey, speaking of plus-minus, because we tried to do a story on Larry Robinson this week, and Doug Armstrong doesn't allow Larry or Al. Al probably doesn't want to, you know, to talk and everything.
But does Larry even have an official title? Yeah, I understand.
Consultant.
Okay, but I understand, like, players, special features, off-limits. Assistant coaches, off-limits. Larry should be available.
I could be a consultant for the Blues.
So anyway, I'm going through all this because I think we're going to be able to do the story. We did all this research. Oh, no, we can't. But anyway, there was one Larry Robinson stat that was just so insane. The plus-minus in NHL history, he's a plus 722.
Is that good?
The next highest number is Bobby Orr at 582.
Wow.
Then Ray Bourque, then Gretzky. I mean, look at that.
722.
And the next closest is 582. That's insane.
So by way of comparison, at some point this hour, Hoff, just for fun, like a Pronger, a McInnes, we'll keep it a defenseman to keep it apples to apples.
I'm looking at it right now.
Isn't that insane? 722.
Yeah, I know.
So he probably wasn't impressed that Petro was -3 the other night.
No. They're not a blue in the top 50.
Plus or minus for Pronger was plus 183.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Can I be a consultant for the Blues and be like the head of their analytics?
There's no
Hey, Vlad, that shot there that was saved, what you should have done was score that.
Scored. They got a lot of consultants. There may not be any room
left.
Most
of them were really good players. I mean, they had Robinson, Brodeur, and McInnes in one time. That's pretty good.
I think they're just trying to intimidate other teams with their roster of consultants.
But Robinson's like a real easygoing guy. We're like shooting video of him. He's just joking around with every player. Maroon is talking about what a great guy he is.
And Al was plus 371, by the way.
Wow. Al's 371?
Yeah, McInnes.
Wow.
Wait a minute. You're right. So he's 16th all time. That's good.
And wasn't Larry Robinson on the bench for like a second? Right when they made the coaching change, Larry Robinson went on to the bench. I thought, that's kind of a cool idea. Since this Berube, we've never really heard much about it. Have somebody like Robinson next to him. And then a couple games later, like, oh, yeah, he's done.
He didn't like it.
He's like, I'm good, thanks. I'm plus, hey, Doug, I'm plus 722 or whatever. I don't really need to be doing this. All right, Five for Frank. Every day at the 11 o'clock hour, brought to you by Greenville University. Were you with me in thinking that there was no way you'd put in Jake Allen? I know it was asked after the game. Did anybody think that was a good idea?
The only people that did were NBC Sports, because they had that shot of Allen right after like the fifth goal. Like, hey, they're going to go to this guy. No, they're not.
No, I can't even believe it was asked. I mean, NBC is probably just thinking traditionally, after a lot of goals, you go to the backup, let's take a look. There's just no way. In fact, Jake probably like, I'm good. I haven't played in months.
What's the upside? Bennington's so cool, calm, and collected. I don't think he thinks about games the next day and getting his head. And what's the upside? Jake Allen hasn't really played much, and there's going to be no goal in controversy. The next game, it's obviously Bennington, so there's no upside to take him out.
In a related note, I love when they pull the goalie really early, like with 5 minutes. Like, what the hell? We're down three or whatever. Like, just go four, down two or three. Who cares? Is there a chart? You know, the football coaches all have the two-point conversion chart, like when to do it, when not to do it. You think there's any analytics on when you pull it? Because I love when they do it early, because otherwise you're going to lose the game anyway.
I think it's great when, if it's under 5 minutes and you're on a power play, you're down one or down two, I would recommend pulling the goalie then, so you have a six on, you know, you have a six on four for that 2 minutes. And if you give in an empty netter, so be it, but at least you're probably going to be active in your zone and try to sneak one in there to tie it.
All right, we'll take a short timeout. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box and the all-new 590 The Fan.